The Mystery of the Secret Room by Enid Blyton. Read by Anne Beach.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Home from school. Pip set out his painting things, poked the playroom fire, and sat down to finish his Christmas cards. "You do them nicely, Pip," said Betts, looking over his shoulder. "I wish I could keep inside the lines like you do." "You're only little yet," said Pip, beginning to paint red berries on his card. "Well, I've had another birthday, and I'm 9 now," said Betts. "I'm getting bigger." "You're still 12, Pip, so I'm only 3 years behind you now." "When are the things coming?" asked Pip, looking at the clock. "I told them to come early. It's fun to do our Christmas presents together." Betts went to the window of their big playroom. "Here come Larry and Daisy," she said. "Oh, Pip, isn't it fun to be all together again?" Betts didn't go to boarding school as the others did, and she often felt lonely in term time when her brother Pip was away and their three friends, Larry and Daisy Dakin and Fatty Trotville. But now it was the Christmas holidays, and they were all home. Betts felt very happy. She had her brother again, and Christmas was coming. And darling Buster, Fatty's dog, would come to see her every single day. Larry and Daisy came up the stairs to the playroom. "Hello," said Larry. "Finished your cards yet?"